Christy Potter, and this is Going Gray, the podcast about writing and life and reading and books and love and middle age and everything in between. I've been away for the past week and a half dealing with the death of my stepdad. I'm in that moment right now where I know it's real. I was at my parents' house when he died. I was at the funeral. I even spoke at the funeral. And yet, somewhere in the back of my mind is the recurring thought, or maybe hope is a better word, that this is the best practical joke he's played on me yet. That any minute my phone will ring and he'll say, "Haha, gotcha." He's my stepdad, but I've always just called him Dad, since he was far more of a father figure in my life than my biological father. He married my mother in 1977 in a small wedding in which I participated as a flower girl in a very short yellow dress and very long white knee socks. Back then, I didn't know any other kids whose parents were divorced, so the whole concept of having a stepdad and stepbrothers was strange and almost exotic to me, something I'd only ever seen on the Brady Bunch. But this man had such a laid-back personality that he never came across as scary or intimidating or anyone I really had to get used to. He was just Dad. He also never gave me that trite step-parent line about, "I'm not trying to replace your real dad," or anything like that. He just kind of started being Dad to my sister and me in a quiet, comfortable way. Kind of like on those nature shows when you see a mother cat who has, you know, a baby possum in among her kittens, and she's got this "yeah, so" attitude, and it's only a big deal to the outsiders looking in because it's her family, damn it, so she can mother anybody she wants to. That's kind of how Dad always was. He stepped into our lives and into the role of Dad in a quiet, seamless kind of way. That's also how he stepped out, actually. We knew he was sick, but it had only been 5 months since the initial cancer diagnosis, and we'd all heard countless stories of people whose cancer went into remission for months or, you know, sometimes even years. So we really had no idea he'd be gone that fast. I got to my parents' house 2 weeks ago on Saturday night. He couldn't talk at all and was so heavily morphined up that he wasn't really all that interactive, but he gave me a slight smile, and I could tell he knew I was there. So I talked to him for a few minutes, and then I kissed him and said, "Good night, Dad." And by the time I woke up the next morning, he was gone. Peacefully just slipped away shortly before I woke up. In fact, my mother was right beside him and didn't even hear him go. That's how peaceful it was. So the rest of the week that had been intended to be a visit with him to catch up and hopefully lift his spirits a little turned into planning his funeral, which was held this past Saturday. It was a nice funeral, really nice, with a lot of memory sharing and laughter, a lot of laughter, which he would have loved. He's buried in a pretty little country cemetery right beside his parents, where the Kansas winds and endless fields of wheat and corn can watch over him. He's buried actually not far from where he was born. His whole life was spent on the Kansas prairie, although he did come out east to visit me once, wearing his cowboy boots all over New York City. It's funny, I was taken, really taken, by what a hole he left in our lives. In the lives of really everyone he knew. For a quiet, unassuming Kansas farm boy, the mark he left on the world was more lasting, more meaningful than what any greedy corporate CEO or trashy celebrity ever could, and yet we celebrate those people more. I gotta tell you, I'm not sure when we lost touch with what's important, but this week I learned a valuable lesson. And not just because it's my dad we're talking about. I just hope when I finally check out, people say, and truly mean, the kinds of things about me they said about Dad. He'll be missed. He already is. It's also hard to realize that I'm of that age, the age where we can realistically expect to start having to bury our parents. Several of my lifelong friends came to the funeral to support me and my family, but also to pay their respects to the man who used to tease the girls who came to my slumber parties and drive us all to Showbiz Pizza for my birthday parties, somehow impervious to the carload of squealing preteens behind him. We all sat together at the luncheon after the funeral and found ourselves talking about other friends our age whose parents have recently died, and who was sick, and who is losing their memory or can't walk anymore without assistance. Man, it's just a sobering, nasty little bitch of a fact of being in your mid-40s. Most of our parents are becoming elderly. I think one of the hardest things in the world is seeing the people who used to take care of us becoming the ones who need care. And losing them is even rougher. We're suddenly parentless when they die. Can you be a 40-year-old orphan? And not to get all maudlin about it, but just like that, we're at the top of the list. This is when I suppose I should rally a little and remind you to cherish every moment and say what you need to say. Although you already know all that, don't you? That's okay. Do it anyway. Okay. On a lighter note, I just wanted to remind you that my debut novel, Oh Brother, comes out this Friday, September 6th. It was originally scheduled to be released on September 1st, but Dad changed my plans a little. It will be available on Amazon in paperback or as an ebook for Kindle, on Barnes & Noble for Nook, and on iTunes for iPad. You can also order it directly from createspace.com in paperback. The book has a secondary storyline that has a butterfly theme, so for the first year, I will be donating 10% of the book sales to the North American Butterfly Association. And anyone who purchases a book will also get a free packet of milkweed seeds to help boost the dwindling butterfly population. It's kind of a misnomer to call them weeds because they're actually beautiful flowers and they serve as a food source for a lot of different butterflies, including the monarch. So again, the book is called Oh Brother, and it will be out this Friday, September 6th. Okay, that's it for me. I'll be back here again next week, but in the meantime, you can find me on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and ChristyTheWriter.com.